10th Spear.
Okay, last week we spoke about the idea of can you daven for someone to do tshuva, right? And we said that even though there's a concept called Hakol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yirah Shemayim, right, that wealth, right, health, that's in the, that could come as a freebie from Hashem. But when it comes to Yirah Shemayim, you have to make a move. So that's what we saw in the Gemara and the Marsha, that to daven for yourself to Yirah Shemayim. So that's your move. That's already considered a move. And the question was that the Gemara seems to imply that you're also allowed to daven for other people to do tshuva, and we said that makes no sense because then that guy is getting a freebie of Yirah Shemayim from Hashem. How does that work? And we saw that Rav Moshe Feinstein actually said in the tshuva that it doesn't work, and that's not what the Gemara means. But the Chazon Ish understood that, no, it's okay. How does it work? Because he said they're all considered one entity, right? We're considered like one person. You and I are the same person. Like that? So now I'm as good looking as you. So, right? We're considered one. Well, on a metaphysical level, on a ruchniistical level, we are all considered one. And therefore, if I daven for you to do tshuva, since it came from mankind, so therefore that's not called a freebie from Hashem. I could unlock it for you because you are me. We're the same. Okay, so now we're going to discuss, and we mentioned we're going to spend a few more weeks on this, going through this and understanding more practical ramifications of this concept. So the first place we're going to look is in a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Yutes, pasuk Yizayin. The pasuk says, "Lo sisnas achicha b'lavecha, you shouldn't hate your friend in your heart. Hochech tochech samisacha, you should rebuke him v'lo tisa alav chet." We're going to focus today on the end of the pasuk, giving mussar to a friend. Okay, hochech tochech samisacha, you should rebuke him v'lo tisa alav chet, and you shouldn't bear a sin for him. What does that mean? So Rashi says over there at in the pasuk, "V'lo tisa alav chet," while I get a sin for him, he's doing the sin, right? What does it do with me? So he says, "Lo salbin as panav barabin." What that means is it's explaining it, it's qualifying the obligation to rebuke, that you shouldn't rebuke. Here it says you should rebuke a person, right? Don't rebuke him and through your rebuke embarrass him barabin. Okay, so it's telling you how to go about doing the rebuke. That's how Rashi learns the pasuk. However, the Targum, Unklus and Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva disagree with Rashi's pshat, and they learn a different way. It's actually more pasha pshat in the pasuk, I think. Okay, and we'll look at the Shari Tshuva Gimel Ayin Beis. Okay, it's Shar Gimel in Shari Tshuva, letter Ayin Beis. So there he says as follows: "So chiyach tochiyach asamisach avotisa lav chait." He's haru bazeh. We are warned by this mitzvah. Shelo nasa chait bechait chaveirenu. We shouldn't get on ourselves a sin in other people's sinnings. Bihim naano meochiyach osam. By me holding back from rebuking someone who did an avera and letting that guy do the avera, I'm going to get an avera. If someone else does an avera, then I get an avera for it. If one guy sins, bigalot nigalot cheto, kol ha'ida ye'enshu alav. Everyone gets punished for that guy. Im lo yochichu, if you didn't rebuke him, b'shevet musram. Meaning, the end of the pasuk is not saying, oh, and by the way, when you rebuke him, make sure you do it in a nice way so that you don't embarrass him in public. That's how Rashi understands. He understands this to mean as an explanation as why you should rebuke. Make sure you rebuke your friend for sinning. And don't get a chet for not rebuking him. You understand the difference? A very big difference. One is saying, rebuke. How should you rebuke? Do it in a way that you don't embarrass the guy. However, Rabbeinu Yonah's understanding, rebuke. Why should you rebuke? Because if you don't, you're going to bear his sin. Yes, Rabbeinu Yonah and Targum understand. Now, what's the deal with that? What's pshat? I should get his sin. So here, the Tomer Devor, I couldn't figure out how to do this thing over here. So, Blinad, I'll try to photocopy an original for next week. It's crucial to learn this together, okay? The Tomer Devor was written by Moshe Cardavero, one of the big Kabbalists. He's buried in Tzfas. And he has an incredible sefer called Tomer Devora. A lot of it is Kabbalah, but the first part is really about the Yigul Midos HaRachamim, all the 13 attributes of Hashem, and it's very, very practical. So even though a lot of people don't learn the rest of the sefer, because it's a little bit up there, but the first part they do learn. So Tomer Devora explains as follows. He says that all of our neshamos are linked together. It is similar to what we learned last week. Each neshama is linked to the next guy. So there's a little bit of your neshama is in my neshama. Okay, I have my whole neshama, right? And then a little bit of yours gets linked over to mine. And a little bit of mine gets linked over to yours. And all of our neshamos are linked a little bit to everyone. So therefore, I am really made up of my neshama and all of your neshamas as well. Okay? Therefore, he says, that if I sin, so haha, you guys all sinned, right? Because again, we're the same. So therefore, when I go ahead and sin, so since all of your neshamas have a piece of my neshama in there, right? Because we're all linked, well, think about it as a chain, that everyone is linked to each other, okay? So then, we all sinned, right? Again, we're all different people, that's only on the outside, but in the real world, right? In the metaphysical world, in the ruchni world, in the spiritual world, we are all one. And therefore, if one of us sin, we all sin. So comes along the mitzvah and says, well, stop the guy. If my right sin's about to, if my right hand is about to sin, right? My brain says, don't do it. Don't do it. Because we're going to be all punished. My whole body's going to be punished if my right hand sins. So therefore, go ahead and rebuke the other person so that you don't bear the sin. Okay? That's how the Tomer Devora explained this on a deeper level, that we're all connected. Now, comes along the Aaron Cutler. And he asks a very, very fundamental question. Okay, now we're going to get a little bit deeper now, and we're going to see why this is all actually for the good. Everything sounds pretty bad, actually. I don't want to be linked to you. Why should I be linked to you? I've got enough issues. I'm worried about myself. I'm worried about you, too. It gets kind of good. Now, let's see why this is all for the good in Hashem's divine grand plan. Okay? But, wait a second. But before that, the Aaron Cutler, the yeshiva of the Lakewood Yeshiva, he asked the following question. He says, I'm going to prove this wrong. How am I going to prove this wrong? Because the halacha is as follows. The Gemara says, look at the last source here, Shabbos and Dalet and Beis. I have the rest of the English translated over here. I didn't give it out. Okay. Kol mi she'esho limchos la'anchei beiso. Someone who had the ability to protest his household from doing something bad. Velo micha, and he didn't do it. Nitfas al'anchei beiso. So he gets punished for his family, his house that did that problem. Banche Iro, he had the ability to go ahead and protest for the people in his neighborhood, and he didn't. Nitfas Anche, he's going to be punished for the people of his town as well. B'chol Olam, he had the ability to change the whole world from sinning, and he didn't. Nitfas Al Kol Olam Kulo, he's going to get punished for everyone. So what do we see from this Gemara? It's only if you have the ability. Because I don't get it.
Ability to protest.
Not protest, meaning with like a sign. I mean, meaning to stop the guy. If you had the way to, you could have stopped him. Right. So he says, I don't get it though. What do you see from here? Let's say I didn't have the ability. Well, why didn't I have the ability? I wasn't home. I didn't even know what this guy was doing behind the closed doors. Right? So how can I be punished? It says that I'm not going to be punished for that, right? I didn't have the ability. But why? If it's you, then you sinned. This whole idea is very beautiful. All one, yeah. But if we're all one, then if you sin, you sin. Right? What's this? How do you explain this idea that if I don't have the ability to stop you, so then I'm not going to get punished? How could that be? Doesn't make any sense. At the end of the day, the guy was Michal Shabbos, yeah? Talk said you were Michal Shabbos because you are he. How does that make any sense? So he says a fascinating, deep idea. Simple, but it's deep. And he says as follows. He says that, what's the halacha if someone forces me to eat non-kosher? So I don't have to give up my life for that. Right? I only have to give up avero, so you have to give up your life for it. Let's say someone is in a deathly position and he has to eat non-kosher food. So he eats non-kosher food, right? Sometimes you do an avera against your will, right? You don't get punished for that. If you do an avera against your will, you don't get punished for it, all right? So he says as follows: if I didn't have the ability to stop you, and then you go ahead and you do the Aveira, so I'm not going to get punished because it was done against my will. I didn't want you to do it, right? It's an amazing thing, right? It's a simple halachic rule, and he applies it over here to this deeper rule, right? So if my right arm would do an Aveira, and my left arm couldn't stop it, or my brain couldn't stop it for whatever the reason is, you're not going to get punished. So too, if the other guy did an Aveira, I couldn't stop him. I couldn't do it. So I'm not going to get punished because that Aveira, did I do it? Yes. Did Rossman just get something on him? Yeah. But since I couldn't stop myself from doing it, right? So therefore, I'm not going to go ahead and get punished for it. Gevaldig idea. And here, the Ron Kohler says the exact same thing applies to mitzvos. Okay? And here we get to the deeper idea. Even deeper. The Ramchal writes in Derech Hashem, very important sefer, highly recommend everyone to learn it. They're right there, okay? The Ramchal writes in Derech Hashem as follows. What's this idea that we're all considered linked? Why did Hashem do that? I mean, what does make you and me, and why do you have to make this so complicated that at the back end of things, we're all one? Well, why did he need that? So the Ramchal writes, it was for our benefit. Why? Because there are these people, these big tzaddikim, that they're going straight into Gan Eden. The goal was that Hashem wanted all of us to go into Gan Eden. Hashem has no interest in us being punished. Hashem has no interest in us doing Averos. Hashem has no interest in Gehenna, right? That's not the goal. The goal, Hashem created us for one person only, for us to have the ultimate good of connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. How are we going to do that? To Gan Eden. Originally, it was supposed to be very easy, right? One quick mitzvah Adam Rishon would have done. The whole thing would have been finished. Okay, messed up, and here we are sitting here today. Okay, so because that I had the opportunity to get to meet you. Okay, so we're all sitting here, we're all trying to fix, and all trying to grow, and trying to make ourselves better. But at the end of the day, they're all here in order to get to Gan Eden. That's the bottom line, right? So there are certain people, certain tzaddikim, that are just like above there. They're going in, right? And then there's some people, not the people here, there's some people here that aren't, they're not doing so hot. Right? But Hashem wants those guys also to get in. That's the whole point. He just wants to give. Right? It's like a parent whose child doesn't do the right thing, but the parent still wants to give to him. Hashem wants every person to get in. That's what he wants. So therefore, he linked everyone so that when the tzaddik over here is doing the mitzvahs, and he's doing more mitzvahs, that guy in Huffetzville, right, that isn't doing so many mitzvahs, he's also doing mitzvahs. He's also doing mitzvahs because we're all connected. So now, as a byproduct of all that, came out that if I do an Aveira, you get the Aveira also. But that wasn't the point. The point was for the mitzvos. The point was that every single person, by doing a mitzvah, is going to get in because he's linked to someone. But now comes Aaron Kohler and says a very, very important condition. Just like we just proved by the Aveiro side, that if you don't want the guy to do the Aveira, right, you just couldn't stop him, so you're not going to get punished. But let's say you want the guy to do Aveira. Yeah, well, I'm happy that he's saying Lashon Hara about that person. Oh, I didn't like that guy anyway. I just didn't want to do it because it's an Aveira. Now he did it. Gevaldik, right? So I'm happy for the Aveira that was done, so I'm going to get punished for it. Right? Because I could have theoretically stopped it. So therefore, since we're all linked, he said Lashon Hara about him, I'm going to get punished for his Lashon Hara. Because I was happy with what happened. He says the same thing is flipped over on the mitzvah side. The only way I could benefit from your mitzvahs, you're wearing tzitzis now? I'm loving it. I'm just raking in the zchuyos now because you're wearing your tzitzis. It's gavaldic, right? I'm all selfish. Yeah, I'm happy. But that's only if I'm happy that you're doing the mitzvah. If I'm not happy that you're doing the mitzvah, I'm upset that you did this thing, makes you whatever, I'm jealous, whatever it is. I'm upset. So then I don't connect on that. I lose out. It's like an ones. It's like he says, doing a mitzvah ba'ones. If you do a mitzvah ba'ones, is an interesting halachic shayla. Maybe we'll talk about it a little more next week. Do you get the mitzvah or not? So,
yes.
What?
What's
ones? Like you're forced to do the mitzvah. A mitzvah that you didn't do because you want to do, but because you did it by accident. What's an example that he brings in? Oh. Let's say I'm walking down the street and a dollar falls out of my pocket. Alright? So, a dollar falls out of my pocket in the middle of New York City. I'm never finding this thing again. Right? It's okay, forget it. I lost a dollar. Finished. I don't even go back to look for it. It doesn't pay. Right? Comes along a poor person. He walks by and he finds a dollar. So I just gave tzedakah. Right? do I get schar for giving the tzedakah to that guy?
No,
you
would have. So here, Rav Aaron Kollett points out that if you're not interested in that, if you're not happy to give tzedakah, so that's not your. It's a mitzvah that happened against your will, almost. Right? You didn't want it to happen. You didn't even know that it happened, right? So can you get schar for such a mitzvah? So he says the only way you can ever get schar for another person's mitzvah is if you're happy with the other person's accomplishment. You're happy that the other person is doing it. But if you're not happy, then you're not connecting to him, then you're not using that linkage that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Again, just like by the Avero side, the way that I don't get punished for your Avera, is by saying, oh, I don't want that. Oh, you did it anyway. Oh, I got forced to do it. Okay, so I'm not going to be punished. If I do the same thing, oh, I don't want you to do a mitzvah. I don't want you to learn Torah. I'd rather you go and do something else. I don't want you to learn Torah. Or I don't want you to speak that way because I'd rather you knock out the other guy. Right? I don't want that. So then you're not going to get the mitzvah that the other person is engaging in. But if I'm happy in your mitzvah, I help out in your mitzvah, I encourage you in your mitzvah, so then that takes a whole other level that I'm able now to connect with you, and I get schar for you, and I will get olam haba for that which you are doing. But it's a mindset that has to exist. I have to be happy for the other person's mitzvahs. Yeah.
Isn't this like a dangerous slippery slope? Because it can kind of lead to the demise of personal responsibility, whereby I'm happy that everyone's wearing, that Rova Tzibor is wearing tzitzit, but that means I don't have to anymore because I'll get the mitzvah. So you're happy that they're doing it, but you're also happy because now you don't necessarily...
Yeah, it could. But on the other hand, you also have a responsibility for yourself. And if I wear my tzitzis myself, I get also a huge mitzvah. I mean, I could link onto your mitzvah, so that'll help me, it'll get me further. But I get even more if I do it. And I could also get it for all of you. So you're right, a person could weasel out of certain responsibilities based on this. But if he remembers that he himself could do it, and that will give him even more schar, because he's doing it. I mean, he's not just a little piece of other people. He's a full piece of himself, right? So it's even more schar. And that he's benefiting other people through his mitzvos. So then, almost his responsibility becomes even greater. Right? We can't forget that we're a chelik of other people as well. Our mitzvahs are helping other people as well. Hopefully they're excited about it and they're not upset that we're doing this mitzvahs, right? Which, as long as a person is, so then we're able to be mezakeh the rabbin. Okay, so this is next week we're going to even go deeper. Okay, so last week we spoke about how, yeah, we're all one, that we didn't get so, you know, into the details of what that meant, but what one practical ramification was, that I could daven for you could daven for me to do tshuva, because at least it came from mankind, just all one. Here we're getting a little more deeper. It's not just that we're one, we're linked, and therefore when you do an avera, I did that avera. And how does that apply? And we spoke about how that only applies if I am happy with your mitzvah, or you're happy with your avera, then I'll get that avera. If I'm not happy with that avera, I'm not going to get it. So too, if I'm happy with your mitzvah, I'm going to get the mitzvah. If I'm not happy with the mitzvah, I will not get the mitzvah. Shkoyach, guys. Have a good day.